Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. So the general election is almost over, but it's not over just yet. And of course, they do have to form a government now and do all the computations and see what goes on. So we're just going to do a little bit of a check on Gift Grub this morning, and we're going to Mayo. It's a five-seater in Mayo, just to check out. And who's there? Lots of people are going into different roles for all of this. And, you know, Louis Walsh is standing by. Louis, what's the final result in Mayo? Is it all over?
Ian, it's all over. The votes are in. And Rose Conway Walsh from Sinn Féin, Ian. The public have voted for her in. She had the likability factor. She delivered a great performance.
Yeah.
She reminds me of a slightly older Adele. And I think she's going to be huge, Ian.
Who else got in there, Louis?
This guy, Paul Lawless, Ian. He's in a group calling themselves Aintu. Now, I never liked Keela or Anuna, so I don't think they're great as a band. But I think the lead singer, Pather Tobin, he's got something in. He reminds me of Moby with glasses.
And any surprises in Mayo, Louis?
And I really thought the guys in People Before Profit would do better. I think it's a great name for a band, but unfortunately, they're not going to Leinster House.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for that, Louis. Thanks for the update. And fair play to all the different presenters all around the country. They put a lot of work in there. And the amounts of kind of different laptops that we were all over this building, brand new ones that were going to be sort of sent around the country and going to the different polling stations and the kind of places where they were going to be counting all the votes, the count centres. Yes, that's what they're called. And for everybody from News Talk and Virgin and RT, and Miriam O'Callaghan, I believe, is with us. And Miriam, how are you getting on? Are you all right there?
I'm knackered.
Are you back home? Are you at home now, yeah?
No, I'm still here.
Are you?
In RT.
Right, okay.
I have to finish off. It's like a Leitrim.
Right.
I'm genuinely, sincerely knackered. I gave it everything.
Yeah.
David McCullough is in a sleeping bag underneath my desk. Fran McNulty is asleep and he's standing up. People are tipping him over.
Standing up, my God.
Yeah. I don't want to hear anything more about the election, really. The only transfer I'm looking for is me directly onto my pillow in Rathmines.
Right.
Good night, Ian. Good night.
Good night, Miriam. Good night. Good night. Oh, okay, we're going to one more. Just one more. Oh, Bertie Ahern is there with us as well. They put in a good shift now, all these people. Bertie is with us as well. Bertie, you looked like you were having a ball, Bertie, with all the figures there, working everything out, the computations, eh?
Well, I was an accountant in another life, Ian.
Indeed.
I love a good election, and I won three of them, and I think two of them in a landslide, but I suppose we leave that where it was. But yeah. Anyway, it goes on for... The thing about it, they go on for 2 or 3 days, so it's like the electric picnic for politicians. So I enjoy it, and the straggling home on a Monday, I enjoy it. Yeah, you know,
And Dublin Central, that was a big one. A lot of people talking about that for whatever reason. Your old constituency, it was mad, wasn't it? With the monk and everything.
Well, it was a real nail biter at times, Ian, and I thought, if you had nails, I left at the end of it anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know who did or did not, but I know it was good there towards the end. I believe that Sherlock and
yeah.
Hutch, and then in some ways, well, I suppose in some ways, depending on how you looked at the count, you could say that the Hutch was robbed. Which is, I suppose, a bit ironic.
But that's
democracy.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.